Special guest joining us right here in studio, Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley. The podcast is Two Funny Mamas. Y'all are in town performing this week. It's Sunday, right?
We are. For Mother's Day, we are performing. We figured with Two Funny Mamas, Mother's Day.
Perfect.
Dallas. Perfect time. Dallas at 3 p.m. at the Bruton Theater at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters.
Yeah.
That's right.
So please tell us about the show. What can people expect on Mother's Day as you guys are doing your thing?
Well, first of all, it's a 3 o'clock show because we want everybody to be able to go to church, come to the show, and then they'll also be able to go to dinner afterwards.
Yes.
Get
and you know,
right, Mike? Get up a little closer on there.
No, she's as close as it gets, right?
She's sitting on that mic.
You may need to switch, Kim.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I can switch. That's okay. All right. Keep talking. She's
well, you know, and it's so great because we have a podcast, which we've won 3 NAACP Image Awards for. And we kind of, it's a hybrid of stand-up comedy and our podcast. So we get on, we do a lot of improv together. Mm-hmm. Then we each do individual stand-up. Right. Then we end with a Q&A.
It's a lot of fun.
We have a lot of fun.
Okay.
If you know the boots on the ground, we're going to do it.
That's right.
I think I saw you practice. No, no, it was
Kim was practicing.
That's right. Kim was practicing.
It's going to be bad.
So you have it.
No, it's horrible. I don't. it's going
to
be horrible.
You just have to find a way to teach that a person can get it.
This is the thing. All I want to do is the fan part.
So
I just
want
to go clackety-clack.
You want to pop it a little bit.
Clackety-clack.
I want to do.
Clackety-clack.
I want to get to the fan part as quickly as possible.
As quickly as possible.
Because all the other stuff is just kind of...
But there's not a show.
What are we doing here?
I know. You know what, Kim? I'm with you.
Thank you.
I do not perform line dances because I don't like people yelling at me, telling me what to do. Turn to the left.
That's funny.
Do all this. I don't like that.
See, I
just
want to
do what I want to do.
See, I come from Chicago where it's like the line dancing capital, mm-hmm. Chicago. We would go to places and practice these line dances.
Really?
So this I love. You just keep wanting to do the electric shuffle. It's gone. Let it go.
First
it's
of all,
dead.
It's electric slide. Oh. First of all, you have combined two dances, the electric shuffle, coming to you next year.
Combining the Cupid and the electric all together.
Where did I get that?
It's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
Sherry Shepherd, everybody. She'll be here all weekend performing
How
on
you
Mother's
say
Day.
Yes. Getting older without saying getting older.
Yes.
Okay.
So we are excited, though. We
yes,
really
we
are.
And we're excited to have you in studio. This is the third time that we've spoken with you, Sherry. You
oh,
came
my
in
goodness.
A couple of years ago.
Couple
you gave
years
us a
ago.
Shout out on your show, and I really appreciate it.
Of course.
I don't think I've ever had more people reach out and say, hey, I saw you on Sherry. I was like, dang right. She's going to call me back also.
But oh, this, my gosh.
We had you guys last year, but we were on the phone, so glad to have
oh,
you in person.
Good.
And
yes.
Kim?
Yes. You have large hands.
Do I really?
Yeah, it's pretty
that
large.
That doesn't seem big.
Look, but look how quickly I took him off his game.
I know. You,
I know.
Don't get distracted. This is a black widow right here. You go too far in that spider web,
widow.
This is a man-eater right here.
I love the fact that your voice is so distinctive. And anything that you do, you know exactly who's doing it. And one of my favorites, because I remember speaking with Sherry talking about Top 5 is one of my most favorite movies of all time.
Black Dynamite. I knew
it's
Black
absolutely
Dynamite.
Toward the top of my list. I love
Black
everything
Dynamite.
About it. And I thought your role in there was absolutely phenomenal.
Did you like the cartoon or did you like the live
I
action?
I like both. I think the cartoon was probably more my favorite.
Yeah, it was a little crazy. Because we had more liberties to do whatever.
Right. Man, so, I thought it was so well done.
Thank
everything
you.
Everything about it was so funny. And I was very disappointed that we didn't get more. It was 2 seasons,
that's
right?
That's right. Shout out to Michael John White, but we did do a third, but it wasn't Black Dynamite. It was a cowboy movie.
It was Western.
Yeah, it was a Western called, I was going to say JD's Revenge. How old is that reference? No, I don't know why my mind just slipped, but we do have a third one, but it's not Black Dynamite.
Okay.
Fun fact, mm-hmm. Michael J. White is Kim Whitley's cousin.
Hmm. Oh,
now, I don't know why I got the job. See, that's
that's not why. It was great.
Yeah,
so, it was great.
It was great.
Yeah, a lot. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed it. I would watch it and just laugh my butt off because you guys were really great. And again, like I told you about Top 5, I think that's one of the most underrated movies out there. I had so much fun when I saw that in the theater thinking, why is this not getting more pub than what it's Well, it's getting.
Yeah,
it was a great project.
Sometimes you deal with the studio with Hollywood, if they don't put the money behind the promotion and the marketing, that's really important. I mean, like, if you look at the success of Sinners, you know, they put a lot of money behind.
Right. Yeah, and Michael put that out.
Behind Ryan Coogler. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then you got word of mouth and it's just, you know, it just became this juggernaut. So if they're not putting the money in the promotion of it, it's sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
When.
And Johnny Black, Outlaw Johnny Black.
Outlaw
there
Johnny
you go.
Black.
I'm searching. That's the third, really, the Black Dynamite.
Gotcha.
Outlaw Johnny
All right,
Black.
Well, I'm writing that down then.
Oh, you got to watch that. Just as silly as, you got to see Outlaw Johnny Black.
Love
it's
it.
So silly.
I will.
When we first were talking about you guys coming on, and Kim, the first thing I thought of, right in my wheelhouse, is Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I knew you were gonna say
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right in your wheelhouse.
What is Larry David like to work with? And what, I mean, that show is largely unscripted, right?
Yes.
It's tons of just riffing with these guys.
Just riffing. Larry David is exactly who you see. Larry David is playing Larry David.
That's scary.
That's
scary.
That is scary.
He is exactly that person. It is so, he's a curmudgeon, but very nice. Very, very nice. And it is unscripted, and that's what made it fun. I said, I got to be a prostitute, so I had to put a whole bunch of prostitute things in my mind, which was very difficult and a very long stretch for me. But that's what made it. It was really one of my favorite things to do.
It's so funny because I remember when you were doing Curb Your Enthusiasm and it's all improv.
Mm-hmm.
And every actress, including me at Hollywood, auditioned for that. They wear you out. And I remember I was doing the vagina monologues and Kim called me. She said, I'm tired. I can't think of no more stuff to say. Larry David, you got to help me out. Give me some lines because he is wearing me out. I can't say the same thing over and over. And I admired you because you had to come up with all this stuff. But you know that's how the guy was up on charges of murder.
Yes.
Did you know that? And Kim, okay, let me just set it up really quickly. There was a man who was charged with for a murder.
Right.
But he was able to prove that he was at a Dodger game. Do you remember Kim and Kirby?
Yes.
And Larry David were at a baseball game and he was sitting right behind Kim.
Oh, yeah.
And I think his attorney happened to see this episode and was like, he couldn't have committed this murder
because
he was behind the prostitute on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like, literally. He was up on charges.
Wow.
And there's a documentary called The Long Shot.
Wow.
It's on Netflix also.
About that very thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Man.
Okay, Sherry Shepherd, Kim Whitley in studio with us. They have two funny mamas at the Bruton Theater at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters this Sunday, 3 o'clock.
Yep.
So, Sherry.
3 o'clock. Yes.
Your last time you were in here, you were watching your show on TV as you were in studio with us.
Right.
Now it comes on at 1 o'clock in Dallas.
Yes.
How is that going? Did you expect all the everyday rigors of doing a talk show, everything that you thought it would be?
No, you can't possibly know what it's going to be until you're actually in it. But I love it. We got picked up for a fourth season.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And we're getting really great guests. We just had a Sierra on with Rebel Wilson.
I saw you do the chair challenge thing.
I did the chair challenge, but I got to, you know, what Sierra, when she came on, we had a dance off, which sounds good on paper until you are standing there with the dancer who's got the tightest abs you ever saw.
Right.
And then this is when I knew it was going to be, this was going downhill fast. Sierra started taking her clothes off. Like, she started undressing in front of me and I kept seeing muscle upon muscle and I went, Sierra, this is a bad idea. And I said a quick prayer of, Lord, I know not what I did. Please forgive me. And so she had to do certain dances, spin the wheel, and I had to, and she had to do a body roll and she made it very sexy and I had to do Drop It Like It's Hot.
Okay.
And I started the drop and my knees said, stop. You're not equipped for anything like this. And I said, but I got to do it. You got to take the L knees.
Yeah.
And I did it. And all you heard was paper crackling.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't
she
get back up.
She dropped it like it was medium.
It was very medium rare. So, yeah. So she came on and it was wonderful. We did the chair. We did the chair.
The chair challenge.
The chair challenge.
Right, right.
And we've been having Tyler Perry is on next week. Taraji P. Henson is coming on. And Sterling K. Brown. We did the Hot Ones, kind of recreated. So we do a lot of games, which is a lot of fun.
So when you guys, and you talk about Hollywood all the time being kind of cutthroat, And you just mentioned that you auditioned for the same role Kim did that she got in Curb Your Enthusiasm. Do you find that kind of the norm still now? Because you guys are established in Hollywood, and it feels like that's a you guys can go in and your name will get you the role that you would want, but it's still kind of cutthroat out there?
It's not cutthroat. We want the job. Remember when we all auditioned for the First Ladies Detective Agency with Anika Noni Rose and Jill Scott?
Jill Scott, right. Everybody auditioned.
We all had our Botswanian accent. Mine sounded Puerto Rican and Jamaica, and I don't know what yours
was. Mine was Scottish.
Yours was Scottish.
We got guys on this station that struggle every day with accents. Don't worry about that.
What I'm telling you. It was Anthony Langella, who was the director, esteemed director, and we couldn't get that accent for nothing, but everybody wanted that job. It's not cutthroat. You get very disappointed when you don't book it.
Right.
Because you start thinking about all the stuff you could do with
the
money.
But you're also happy, especially if you know the person.
Yes.
You're happy for the person, but it's competitive.
That's competitive.
You go into the business knowing it's competitive. I mean, even with Sherry's show, it's competitive. You know, trying to keep the ratings up, even for our show this weekend at 3 o'clock. Two Funny Mamas, think about all the shows that are in town. We want everyone to come see our show.
Right.
So you have to be out there. Like we're on your show now promoting our show. So it's always competitive and you sign up for that.
But hopefully it makes you step up to the plate, you know, to show people what you got in terms of acting, in terms of talk shows are competitive.
Oh,
you know,
no doubt.
We're fighting for the same person.
Right.
The same guest, same audience.
If I got that phone number and nobody else does, I'm like, Lenny, I know it's 1 a.m, but you got to come on my show.
Right.
I know you like this one who like to sit on the floor and hold your hands, but you got to come on my show.
How much are you doing the booking and how much is your producers or your booking department?
There's some people I don't know. I've never met Sylvester Stallone and I was very excited. You know, but there's some people that I know. John Lithgow came on because of me, because we have a close relationship. You know, the Bill Clinton was always rooting for me. He liked when I played the prostitute and won for the money. He's been a fan since that movie.
But you do have to pick up the phone.
But if I know you, I'll pick up the phone and call.
So when you guys are out and about, this is Sherry Shepherd, Kim Whitley. They do have a show this weekend at the Bruton Theater here, Mother's Day on Sunday. You guys have been in a lot of different projects.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when you go out, what do they recognize you most for? I have my thoughts on what you guys are recognized most for, but I want to hear from you.
You can go ahead and say my two.
Kim.
Friday.
Friday plays Sugar. Very sexy woman in Sugar.
All prostitute roles. Embrace it. Yeah, that's what they recognize me from. All the prostitutes. Sherry, what are yours?
But all of the men, when they see Kim, they go, Sugar. To be known by one name. Yep. Sugar.
Where's your? I think Sherry.
I think it's from The View. Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, The View.
Or 30 Rock.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I've been seeing a video of you, Sherry, for a while where you guys had LL on The View.
Oh, and he lifted
me
in the
air. Had to make sure that you got in on the... Now, you know what,
he had a book.
His back is still...
Yeah, it's still not the same. This is what LL Cool J had a book about fitness. And people come on talk shows so that people will buy the book. And you want it to go to the New York Times bestseller. And so it was scripted that he would pick up Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who weighs a buck or two, okay? And then it was scripted that he might pick up Joy Behar, who doesn't weigh anything. So that's the way it was supposed to be. Well, he did it, and he curled them, and I was like, okay, that ain't nothing. Neither one of them weigh anything. Okay, try lifting up 100 pounds. That'll sell your book. So unbeknownst to him, I ran towards him, and I jumped into his arms. And I could swear I heard LL Cool J go, oh, Jesus. And he had no choice but to curl me. And I didn't realize that when you lift weights, like, you can't be moving around when somebody's lifting you. And I was, because I couldn't believe it was lifting me. So it made it doubly hard. But he curled me like 3 or 4 times. I will let you know, his book went to the top. I think it was like number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list.
Because of that.
That was Sherry Shepherd in that weight.
That's right. There you go.
That's because he lifted me.
You made it happen for
him. I made it happen for him. So, yeah.
Did you get to residuals on that at all?
I did not, but I carried that. That's my badge of honor.
There you go.
So when you guys are, because again, I'm a huge Martin fan, and I remember the episode that you were on as far as the go-to.
My early days.
That was it, right? Didn't you steal the go-to from...
I was a robber. I was a bank robber.
That's right.
Yes, I was a bank robber, and it was one of my earlier jobs. Yes, good times.
So you have those situations where you're really, truly trying to catch on. You say that's your early days.
Yeah.
And I do remember the role you had on My Wife and Kids, that a show that I think was criminally underrated. I
yes,
love that.
Criminally. Ah.
And you guys are going back and forth with you and Damon Wayans.
Yes.
And that chemistry seemed like it was instant and it was more than one episode. That's the
and
absolute.
And it was real because we ad-libbed.
Is that the one I got fired from?
That is the one you got fired from.
Oh, how'd
you
get
because
fired
of Kim
from?
Whitley. Because of Kim Whitley.
Because she talked too much. Told her to shut up.
I got fired from that job. That was Kim Whitley's fault that I got fired.
It
was
probably.
We were all supposed to be best friends with Tisha Campbell,
oops,
her character. And Tisha had these friends. So if Tisha said something, Kim would say the same thing. And then I would come behind them and back them up. Well, here's the thing. Kim is much louder than me. We come from two different kind
true
of schools of acting. And so Kim was doing a show on CW at the time. And I was doing a show with, I don't know, some esteem, with the guy from Fawlty Towers, Eric Idle.
Oh, okay.
Eric Idle and John Cleese.
Yeah.
I just got off a show with Eric Idle and John Cleese. Kim, you were on a CW show or something like that.
UPN CW.
Need I say more?
Whatever it was back then.
One of our networks.
So, yes. I come from royalty of comedy. John Cleese and Eric Idle from London.
Go ahead, royalty. Tell them what happened.
So if Tisha Campbell said, I'm going to the store to get apples, Kim would go, I'm going to the store and I'm going to get some apples. Like, really big. And I, from coming working with John Cleese, I'm going to the store and I'm going to get some apples. So nobody could hear me because Kim was so loud.
There you go.
So one
there you
day,
go.
We've rehearsed all
job
day.
Job security.
And I kept wondering, why are my lines getting shorter and shorter to nothing? So we're in the commissary eating, Kim Whitley, Tisha Campbell, and me. And Damon Wayans came up to me. He goes, yeah, this is not going to work out. And I had never been fired. I've never been fired. And I started crying and I go, are you firing me? And he goes, yeah, it's not going to work out. And I was in a puddle of tears when you came.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, did they fire you too, Kim?
She's going over her lines.
She was going over her lines.
That's a script.
Because they didn't give her more lines.
I was like, what happened to the royalty?
Sherry Shepherd, Kim Whitley, don't forget, please. They'll be in town. They're in town now. The show is Sunday, Bruton Theater at the Dallas Black Academy Arts and Letters. Thank you so much. Too Funny
Mama.
Thank
you for having us.
3 o'clock showtime.
And it's stand-up and podcast and dancing and everything.
Yes.
So very nice to meet you in person.
Thank you.
So
nice
good seeing
you too.
Again.
Great seeing both of you. Nice
Rich
you.
Phillips, Donovan Lewis will come back lunchtime with The Invasion. We will talk some hockey, and we'll do that next. Here, Ticket.